After 27 days of bombarding and killing innocent people, including women and children, the Saudi-led military coalition has declared the end of the decisive storm against Yemen and announced the beginning of a new phase called Operation Restoring Hope. According to a Saudi military statement, the next phase of the operations start on Wednesday, which would be aimed at starting political talks and delivering aid, a mixture of political, diplomatic, and military efforts. Meanwhile, the ousted Yemeni president, Mansour Hadi, thanked Saudi Arabia and the Arab military coalition for their support of his legitimacy in a televised speech. How ironic for a person who claims to be the leader of a nation to thank a foreign entity for killing his own people. How is it possible that the legitimate president of a land praises the invaders of his country? He has also claimed that the nation has no other choice than to fight Ansarullah movement that staged a coup in the country and vowed to return to Yemen and rebuild it. How interesting it is that they want to fight a movement that represents the majority of the population of Yemen. Houthis were the ones who were after the national reconciliation and have said that Yemen is for all Yemenis, while Hadi is the so-called legitimate president of this Arab entity who wants to control everyone. How many people should be killed for a dictator to stay in power while the people want to be free and choose their leader? Time is over for these barbaric acts, and people are tired of being controlled and deprived of their rights. The dictators must know that even though they might be successful at killing some people, they will never be able to stop a movement. As the great poet and writer has said, "You can cut all the flowers, but you can't stop the coming of spring."